everybody, this is Alana S. for the Anonymous S Project. I'm going to read you three stories. The first one is called Across the Ocean and Back. It begins, I was raised in a fragmented upper middle class family filled with emotional abuse. I never found out until high school that my mother was not my real mother. And yet she was at the same time. Because she carried me in her womb, she gave birth to me, and she raised me like her own. I had never known such confusion in my life. On the one hand, I wanted to love her, and I did in my own way because I felt duty-bound to. But on the other hand, I resented her for bringing me into this abusive family. I hated my biological father, but I will not discuss it here. When I tell my friends my mother isn't my real mother, they would assume I was adopted, but it's not the same as being an egg donor child. I never wanted to explain to so few people to know the truth. I hate telling strangers a long, elaborate story that doesn't even mean much to them anyways. In my second year of college, I went across the ocean to Japan to search for my true mother. I had very little information to go off of and almost zero knowledge of the language. It was a challenging year of culture clashes, an emotional roller coaster. But I learned a lot about Japan, about my language and culture and my heritage, and I could feel it within me, even though the parents who raised me knew nothing of the language or culture. I knew it was in my soul, and I picked up the language almost naturally. Yet I returned somber and changed. It was bittersweet, falling in love with the new world, which should have been my birthright, and yet it was denied me at birth. I've grown up. Years later now, I accept the truth for what it is, but I've taught myself, bit by bit, to forgive, empathize, and be happy with what I have. My mother, the one who raised me, is my true mother, and she's the only one I will ever know. She supported me during my year away, endured my soul searching, my depression upon returning, and all of my bitterness. Now that I am older and mature, I can imagine how hurt she was back then when I told her I was leaving to find my truth. But it was necessary, all of this, and my life continues. The second story is called I Just Want to Know, and it's by a donor-conceived person. I love my family, and I can't help but feeling that I am betraying them a little by coming here and posting this. It feels a little like I'm spitting in their face after 19 years of loving care, but it has to be said. I was raised by two women, my lesbian parents. I'm an only child, but not for lack of trying. After me, there was at least 7 more attempts at conceiving, and once there actually was a pregnancy. But tragically, there was a miscarriage at 2 months. I've always felt a little detached from the world, and I'm not sure if it's just me or if it has to do with my unknown half. My mother knows next to nothing about the donor, other than he was a med student and had blonde hair and blue eyes. The family I'm related to by blood are in no way a substitute. It is the people on the other side of my family, my non-biological mother, that I feel most comfortable and connected to. My parents raised me to believe that family is what you make it, and I believe in that wholeheartedly. However, the truth of the matter is, I just want to know. As many other only children will be able to empathize, I always felt jealous of friends with siblings, always wishing that I had somebody else too. I know I have 9 half-brothers and sisters who I would love to meet. I'm on the donor registry, and if there are any donor-conceived people out there reading this, I would encourage you to get on there too. I don't personally know any other donor-conceived people, but reading this, it's nice to know that there are other people that feel the same as I do too. I feel like this information would bring me a huge amount of peace of mind. If there's anyone who feels alone, just know that you're not the only one. We're the new lost generation. That's 2. Now I got 1 more for you. It's not by a donor-conceived person. How about that? It's actually by a partner, friend, other. And it's titled, An Almost Single Mom by Choice. She writes, I am 39 years old, Christian conservative, victim of an abusive marriage, which I terminated 2 years ago. My ex was infertile, thank God, and we never conceived. I am a child advocate, an educator, curriculum writer for the child who learns differently. I literally have on my body marks from the emotionally disturbed children that I've served. For 20 years, I've served a population damaged by adult choices. And I have only ever wanted one thing. And that's to raise my own child, applying all that I've gathered and all that I've learned through the years. So I began a path towards parenthood. Overjoyed that I could carry and raise a child that could never be taken away from me. Starting at the beginning and loving and giving to her all the very best of who I am. I chose my donor oh so carefully. I had my blood work done. I completed the paperwork and I purchased 1 vial of sperm. I spoke to my OBGYN and he is on call for my ovulation, which is next weekend. And then last night I found your website and I read story after story of adults who were so unhappy. I read about the violation of human rights of the children that are being created. I read the comparison between donor purchasing and human trafficking, and I wept. I never considered these views, and they broke my heart. And I knew that I would never, ever want to hurt a person like this. So to that darling soul in heaven that I will not be carrying under my heart, know that I love you more than life. I love you more than me or my happiness or fulfillment. You are too precious to be brought into this world with pain born into your heart. I love you. The woman who was almost your mama. I have to say that one made me cry when I first read it. And I just want to say to the woman who wrote that, I'm thinking about you and wishing only the best for you and happiness and fulfillment and family. And I know that you're going to serve God's children in a powerful way. Bless you. But those are the stories. I'll be doing more podcasts. Apologize for the space in between them, but I'm busy. And this is Alana S. signing off on the Anonymous S Project.